This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
I'm going to love you today. I'm going to love you tomorrow. I'm going to love you next week and next month. I'm going to love you for the next couple of years.
Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, Monday afternoon edition of the program. The X-Platform question of the day. It's Johnny Appleseed Day. Who's your favorite Johnny? Of course, John Lennon. Can't go wrong with that. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. Notice cracked bricks, floor gaps, or bowed basement walls.
The experts
from AquaGuard, Joe, if you have or anybody else has, can provide a free inspection. If you're ready to fix your sagging, bouncy floors, visit AquaGuard.net.
Okay. You asked me a question as we were going to break. NFL notifications, 37,000.1 followers.
And they're verified. They got the blue check.
Yeah. But they also have a picture of Kirk Cousins signing his Falcons deal in a Falcons shirt and a Falcons hat.
It's superimposed, him wearing the number 8 jersey, of course.
We got him.
That number still belongs to Kyle Pitts, but it says, breaking rumor.
Yeah, breaking rumor. Tremendous.
Breaking rumors.
Has anything happened since I stepped out in the hall to get a cup of coffee?
Nothing that I know of.
Can I give you something Damian Woody said?
They are saying, breaking rumor, we are told Kirk Cousins to the Falcons is a done deal.
But you can't put a picture of a guy in a Falcons jersey and hat signing a contract or a piece of paper and say it's a breaking rumor.
They have.
Oh.
That's exactly what they did.
Is there a chance, because this is why I said, is there a chance that Justin Fields stays in Chicago? Here's what Damian Woody said about Justin Fields.
There is no starting gig for Justin Fields out there right now. Let's just be frank about it. I think if you're Justin Fields, your mindset has to recalibrate to the point of, okay, where can I go to kind of develop and kind of hit the restart button on my career?
Yes. He could be a backup.
And that's what Dan Graziano said. When you look around the league,
as Mac Jones can be a backup, guess what? You can be a backup.
As far as conversations the Bears have had with teams, they said he's no more a sure thing than Sam Darnold or Drew Locke.
And if Kenny Pickett could be a backup, you can be a backup. That's the way, man. We're giving you 2 years, 3 years to figure out, and then I'll tell you what you are. And at 24 or 25 years old, again, Penix is 24. Is that a detriment?
Some are saying it is. I don't know how, but some are saying it is.
His knee might be a detriment. His age isn't a detriment. Because what are we talking about? Two contracts? If he's 28 and I have to redo the deal.
Yeah, I was thinking it over in my head. Yeah, that's right.
Right. And 28, maybe he knows his ass from his elbow. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe he's not going to party. Maybe he's not going to have jangle in his pocket and go a little bit crazy.
And is he a good fit for what Zach Robinson wants to do? I mean, like you said, it's ultimately going to be his call.
I hope so.
You believe Zach Robinson.
Yes. Oh, he's the only one. Oh, you guys can all be involved. Yes, sit down. I'd like to tell you who I'm picking. Then you have to go do it, whether it's moving up, moving back in the draft, or whether it's signing a free agent. I just find it interesting that Justin Fields, all this talk about, wait, look, he's a domino that has to fall. There are people who are now saying, no, he's not. He's not a domino in this game. You want crazy? Joe Flacco, and I'm not telling you they're the same quarterback. They're the same athlete. There's the same floor and ceiling. In some terms, isn't Joe Flacco a more valuable commodity than Justin Fields might be?
Well, he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's got more experience. He can be as irresponsible at times with the football as anybody, but at least he has a track record that's better than that of Justin Fields, if that's what you're asking me.
Well, I would say, would you want Joe Flacco to be your backup, or would you want Justin Fields to be? Unless you think there's an upside to Justin Fields, maybe you don't want him in the building. Not because he's a bad guy, but because there's an aspiration. I don't need an aspiration for my backup.
And also, if you sign a guy like Kirk Cousins that fits your system, Justin Fields, he's not the same quarterback, so you, on the fly, have to start reworking things. I think you want somebody that
Joe Flacco
operates in a similar way. That's why Joe Flacco, in this system, I believe, with the Falcons, would make more sense as a backup.
That's my point. If I'm not bringing him here to start, if I'm still going to, now, Joe Flacco, You draft somebody and you tell that guy, hey, man, 8, 9, 10 weeks, we're going to let you settle into this thing. I'm okay with that. If I get a guy who's not ready, you find out, and again, here's where it's, you know what's going to be different around here? Preseason games. Because if I draft a guy at 8 or 12 or 18
he's
or 21,
play.
Then I got to see him in preseason
he's
games.
He's got to play.
What if he proves in preseason games this is not for him just yet? Then I'd like to be able to put a guy in who maybe gives me a chance to win games. That's not Desmond Ridder to me. I'll take Joe Flacco before, and I'm not telling you long-term, Justin Fields, but I understand why I'd be having Joe Flacco in my room as opposed to Justin Fields.
A few opinions.
And they're not the same guy.
Yeah, you're right. A few opinions floating around out there. Matt Ryan says that the Falcons should either sign Kirk Cousins or trade up to get their quarterback of the future, not stay where they are. Diana Rossini says it's going on right now. As soon as noon hit, the talks began with Kirk Cousins and the Falcons.
Oh, thank you.
Which I think may have happened a little bit before that. Adam Schefter says that he doesn't believe Kirk Cousins is going to leave the Minnesota Vikings. So all of the opinions are out there. Do what you will with those opinions. Nothing is official yet. But Kirk Cousins is now on the clock. We know that.
So let's make sure I get this right. You can't be left at the altar unless you were engaged. And unless there was tampering, you weren't engaged. Right? You can't say that Kirk Cousins left you at the altar. You can feel like you got the screw job. What's the one screw job you always talk about?
The Montreal screw job.
Did you get a Montreal screw job? Were you basically, did you have an agent talking out of both sides of his neck? I don't know. But Kirk Cousins has every right to negotiate the best deal. What I was hoping again is he might thought the change of scenery being down here, Zach Robinson, look at that guy, look at that guy. And I know Justin Jefferson wins. He wins over everybody that we've drafted.
ESPN pretty much said the same thing. With Justin Jefferson there for at least a couple of more years, if you're Kirk Cousins, you should probably stay put in Minnesota.
It's like Baker Mayfield with Mike Evans. It sort of feels like, well, I got a little bit of a blanket over here, but I would ask Kirk Cousins, how about a new adventure? What's it done for you in Minnesota? What are you winning? How about you get to a place where we'd like to fill the building again?
All right, I'm going
to
say something.
He's not selling tickets, but if the team is good, you'll fill the building around here.
I want you to think about this. Now, you have to have a dance partner. I understand that. But is there any way that the Falcons sign Kirk Cousins, and then they trade up, and they take Marvin Harrison? Now, Arizona's going to have to make the deal.
Uh-huh.
Because I would assume after the first three picks, they're going to take Marvin Harrison if they believe in Kyler Murray.
Love it. This is my combo. This is what I keep telling you.
There's going to be some excitement in this town when you talk about that.
Yes.
Cousins to Harrison combination.
Yeah, with Drake London and Kyle Pitts.
And a few others are going to say, well, okay, who's going to rush the passer on the other side? I would say Balderdash. We're just going to outscore everybody.
Nicholas, I'm going with my combo scenario. What am I ending up with? And it's going to be more than one guy. What am I getting in free agency? What am I drafting? What's it cost me to draft? Do I stay at 8 or do I move up? That combo is more important than the one guy. That's why Chris Jones, it was a fallacy. He's not coming here. You want L'Jarius Sneed? That's a trade. Can I find money to pay him? I don't know. That's a trade. If the combo turns out to be three guys, good for you. You've beat most of the NFL. If I get a quarterback, if I get Marvin Harrison, and I get a guy in a trade, I'm not telling you Terry Fontenot gets to keep his job for another 5 years. I am going to tell you he did something that hasn't been done around here in a while. He's gotten people excited. You had three top 10 picks, and do you know how quickly the excitement has been tempered? 3 years in a row, the excitement has been tempered with three top 10, what do they call them? Not just offensive guys. They're supposed to be...
Explosive?
Yeah, they're supposed
offensive
to be...
Offensive guys?
Supposed to be guys who change a game a few times a year. Who changed a game out of London, Pitts, and Bijan? Can you think of four games...
No.
...in 3 years...
No.
...that those three picks
they
changed?
They had moments, but no.
No.
The game in London, year one.
So
that's one game that comes to mind.
Bijan had one where everybody said, well, they're going to use him like Christian McCaffrey. No, they didn't. Two. Drake London hasn't had one of those games.
Drake London is a guy that I think needs another receiver
yes, he does.
To benefit off of.
Thank you very much.
He's never had that.
Spend the money on a quarterback. Go get the draft pick. If you told me
he had the nut job last year that didn't like soup, that walked around barefoot, that couldn't play.
Oh,
Matt Collins.
I'm tired of characters.
You had...
It's not the WWE. Stop with the characters.
You had Van Jefferson, who forgot more plays than he knew, it seemed. That's what you're playing with out there. Then you got Kyle Pitts, who mentally, physically, I don't know where he is, but this goes back to what you said. Everybody keeps talking about the weapons with the Falcons. There's more questions than answers, and that's why I brought up maybe trading up. Again, you got to have the dance partner, but trading up and getting another receiver. If you're going to go for broke, you don't believe in Dallas Turner. You don't believe there is a game changer in the first round, an edge rusher. then get one of these wide receivers and make your offense really explosive.
To move up to four, do you have to give up next year's number one? And here's what I'm going to ask. To move up to four, I got to give you eight, and I got to give you number one next year.
Yeah,
okay, yes.
You do.
So then what if you're actually picking at 18, 19, 20 all day long? I just got to be good enough to not be picking in the top 10 again, certainly not in the top five or six. That would be phenomenal. If Kirk Cousins comes in and he plays cocksure and he just says, look, I can make all these guys
and
better.
I see no reason why he won't, knowing his personality and
exactly.
History.
I'd rather pay for the quarterback. I'd rather get the best draft pick available, and then if I go get a guy in a trade, I'm doing better than most teams would have when you talk about trade, free agent, and draft. Can you imagine hitting on three guys? Here's the trade, here's the draft pick, and here's the free agent signing.
So now we have something called ML football, which has the yellow check.
Okay, I don't even know what that means.
161,000.
Whoa, they have my attention.
Followers.
They have my attention.
And they say,
go ahead,
Kirk Cousins to the Falcons is strongly heating up, according to a source.
We got him.
Not yet.
Let's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
No, let's not jump.
That stove isn't hot, but it's warm. We're not ready to fry those eggs yet, but we're getting there.
Here's what we're thinking. Whatever the number is, $2 million more a year. I don't want to have to walk out. I might have to go down the street to the other dealership. But if you give us another guaranteed $10 million, I'm going to tell you, Kirk Cousins, by the way, put on your big boy pants, because Kirk Cousins isn't doing a two-year deal. He's not. Now, if you tell me, what about two for 100? No, why not make it three for 120? Like, why would you not make it three for 120?
I want to thank Jason Reese, who follows us on Twitter, for finding all of these nuggets.
Thank you.
Has anybody got the responsible.
Anybody got a picture of the moving van in front of the Cousins' house, which
isn't
the Cousins' house
yet? So we have ML Football saying Kirk Cousins to the Falcons is strongly heating up.
I got Dan Green, the snow shoveler, who says that I've been relieved of my services for the Cousins family.
Because he's going to sign with the Falcons. Then we got NFL notifications, a blue check. Saying breaking rumor, we are told.
That's not a real thing.
Kirk Cousins to the Falcons is a done deal.
You know what a breaking rumor is? That Sydney Sweeney's coming to my house for the weekend as my kids and wife leave. That's a breaking rumor. That's not a thing. You can say whatever you want.
Sounds like a fantasy in your regard. Not necessarily a rumor.
I couldn't keep up. It's not even anymore. I couldn't keep up. I'm just going to tell you I couldn't keep up.
So what's plan
like
B? What's plan C?
What, Sydney Sweeney not showing up?
No.
Oh.
If plan A is Kirk Cousins and plan B is Justin Fields, what's plan C? I guess you take a quarterback at eight.
Yeah. J.J. McCarthy, you'll lose your mind. Michael Penix, other people will lose their mind. Bo Nix, people will lose their mind. Oh, whatever. It's just a matter of how many people will lose their mind.
Listen, people are going to, if they sign Kirk Cousins, people are going to lose their mind. You've
sure.
seen the internet.
Oh, yeah.
People
he's
are going to be upset
down.
No matter
he's,
what. Yeah.
He's a broken down old man. I want the hometown kid. Do you? That's why you want Justin Fields, huh? He was born here in a hospital that had a GA at the end of the birth certificate. Not for me. You're either assessing him to be a quarterback here, and again, raised by wolves, in the outback, kangaroos. I don't care. I don't care where Kirk Cousins is from. I don't care where his in-laws are from. I don't care where his wife went to college. I don't care about any of that.
None of these things are of any importance. Just getting a quarterback is the most important thing.
6 o'clock
and
tonight.
That quarterback can't be Desmond Ridder. It cannot be Desmond Ridder.
6 o'clock.
I said it, and I'll say it again.
6 o'clock tonight. Do you think anything definitive?
Yes.
Definitive, not rumor, not breaking rumor.
Something definitive is going to happen.
Not a fake Kirk Cousins and a fake jersey and hat.
Listen, I thought it was going to happen by now. I was wrong in that regard, so what do I know?
Why would it happen by now? The guy has made $240 million in his career. Do you think now he's going to rush to something? He don't have to. I don't want to be used. I don't want to be cheated on. I think that's a fair analogy. I think we're dating. If all of this is happening, we're dating.
Yes.
But you're allowed. We have an open relationship. Kirk Cousins has an open relationship with everybody right now.
I go back to what Zach Klein did or didn't say, depending upon who you ask.
Uh-huh.
I really believe there's some legs to that.
Yeah.
What he said. Arthur Blank has a blank check. Whatever you want, Kirk Cousins, you got it. Because he did that for Deshaun Watson.
81 years old.
Because he's desperate.
81 years old, and he gives you your best chance to win. We do agree if Kirk Cousins was here last year, short of ripping his
Yes.
They're a playoff team.
And I think he's going to
justify it.
He's going to get the best offer from Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank's going to tell him, no matter what anybody else wants to sign you to, we will top that offer. That's what I believe.
So do you think he's like Nick Saban? He's got to be the closer. He walks in the room last. He goes over to the in-laws' place, wherever. Hold this.
Yeah, he's
just
in Johns Creek as we speak.
This just in. Betty Reynolds. I'm the new realtor. Hold on. Let me read this down. I'm the new realtor for the Cousins family in Alpharetta. Oh, wait. It's a done deal. He's just bought the house. This is what's going on now. We live in a world of stupidity. I'm not kidding. You could say anything you want. Anything you want.
They just keep coming in. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins reportedly exploring the possibility of having ice cream for dessert despite having a large dinner and potentially upsetting his tum-tum. They're just rolling in the rumors.
Hold on.
It says breaking news under it as well.
Hold on. I have breaking rumor as well. I have a gentleman who claims that he sells the season passes for the Atlanta Zoo. I've just gotten an order from Kay Cousins. Kay Cousins.
Mm-hmm. All unofficial breaking news. Or shall we say...
Breaking news.
Breaking rumors. When we hear something definitive,
we got
them. Even if we don't, obviously, we'll let you know about it.
We haven't been in the quarterback thing in a very long time, so we're a little out of practice. The last couple of years, it hasn't gone well. I love this because, again, it's a storyline. I don't like all of the, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't like the idea that I might get used in the end.
Which wouldn't be the first time that Arthur Blank got used.
Right.
See Deshaun Watson.
See Julio Jones.
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells. Perhaps Bill Belichick.
I thought we had a deal. Well, we don't. Apparently, that's what Bill Parcells told Arthur Blank when he went to the Dolphins so many years ago. All so right. You're right. There's that fear somewhere that is still out there. Let's see if the deal gets done.
Would that be called falconing?
Yeah, falconing is a broad-based subject, and yes, it would fall under that. Without a doubt, yeah.
Desmond Ridder's the backup quarterback. Where Joe Flacco and Desmond Ridder's your quarterback group.
Oh.
Jacoby Brissett and Desmond Ridder's your quarterback group.
Oh, that's falconing. When we come back, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're not falconing. They're still waving their fist at the rest of college football. We'll tell you how and keep you up to date. Legal tampering is ongoing, and we'll let you know when we know something out there as far as the Falcons and their quarterback position. It's Domino and Cellini. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
You know, we got to win that fight tonight. We gotta get in with those socials. Let's do it for Johnny, man. We'll do it for Johnny.
Feel the breath in my face. Somebody close to me.
Not really the same movie, but I get the gist of it. Patrick Swayze wasn't. Ah, never mind. 127. Domino Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Legal tampering day, and I'm dealing with that.
Yeah, it's Johnny Appleseed Day. Not only legal tampering day, Chris, please get your facts straight. Breaking rumors. That's exactly what's going on. Who's your favorite Johnny is the X-Platform question of the day. Let's do it for Johnny, as in Ralph Macchio's character in The Outsiders.
Is anybody old enough on social media to say Johnny Unitas?
Probably not.
Yeah, has Johnny Unitas gotten a little run, or is that just not
something? I haven't seen one.
A little bit overrated.
A little disheartening is what that is.
Yeah.
I would have thought maybe somebody would have said, my father told me about Johnny Unitas.
So a lot of breaking rumors, a lot of this, that, and the other as far as he said, she said, but nothing official yet when it comes to the whereabouts of Kirk Cousins. As you said, why rush if you're Kirk Cousins? I thought he would sign by now. Then again, not everybody thinks like me.
Again, it doesn't mean... You can't even make it official. This is like verbal commitments. You do know that, because here's where you could get in trouble. Guy says yes to you on the phone. His agent says yes. Like today, sure. Says yes. And then you go, well, he changed his mind on Wednesday. He signed with somebody else. Oh, we're upset. Are you so upset where if the question of you speaking to him before 12 o'clock today comes up, you still want to take the stand? Like, do you want to be, do you want to, this is verbal commitment time. And guys will change their mind. It would stink. I'm telling you what I know. Deshaun Watson was coming here. Then Cleveland said, here's a second truck full of money.
I said, it was a done deal. When the legal tampering began, it was a done deal until it wasn't a done deal.
It's a verbal commitment.
Because you have to sign on Wednesday. You can't sign until Wednesday. I understand what you're saying completely.
So I don't know if Kirk Cousins wants to do that, if he feels a need to. I kind of hope not. I kind of think he's at a point in his career where it doesn't have to be about, you know, squeezing that last ounce out of the stone. I hope it's not. He said it. I don't want to throw it at him, but back in January, structure. That's the most important thing. Everything but the money.
Again, I believe that Arthur Blank is going to give him the best deal, and I think he's coming here.
Okay, so if it's
that's
40,
what I think.
If 40 turns into 43 a year, that's what you asked for.
Yeah.
So it's another $12 million. Now, do I begrudge the guy that? No, what I'd like to think, 40 would have been enough. 38 would have been enough. I'd like to think that, but I know it's not the reality. I'm not dumb when it comes to this stuff. I get what he has. He's Mark Teixeira. If you don't know the story, Braves trade for Mark Teixeira. He comes second half of the year. Spring training, after he's been here just a few months, reporters walk up to him and go, hey, are you open to a deal, an extension from the Braves? He looks at him and said, why would I do that? I'm about to hit free agency for the first time. I'm going to free agency. That's Kirk Cousins. He didn't need to do a deal in Minnesota. Doesn't need to do a deal by 2 o'clock here. Doesn't mean he won't, but it doesn't mean he has to.
And Mark Teixeira, of course, played at Georgia Tech, and everybody thought because of that it was going to be a factor, and it wasn't a factor.
Right, like his in-laws living here. I don't think it's... Now, look, could he go
next
to...
Next thing you know, Casey Kochman was playing first base for the Braves.
That's a true story, by the way.
Teixeira got traded to the Angels.
That is a true story. Now, Kirk Cousins, if he does sign here, you know what he's going to do? He's going to have family around. He's going to say, I'm so happy to be home. Not my home, my wife's home. Justin Fields, if he comes back, well, I'm happy to be home. I grew up here. Everybody's got a story. No one cares. No one cares. It's a nice day for your family. Take a nice picture.
Jeez, Casey Kochman was awful in a Braves uniform.
What'd you expect him to be?
Awful. Well, I didn't expect him to hit .237, .157 in his first 20 games after you traded Mark Teixeira for him. I expected a little bit more than that.
As I like to say, sometimes you just got to go through the dark ages. You just got to go through the bad times,
and
man.
We've come out of the woods when it comes to the Braves. A beautiful battery here that we work in, Truist Park across the street.
All true, man.
All here. Ronald Acuna, more live BP today, for those that don't know, as the Braves and Twins are going at it right now. Spencer Strider on the hill. But Brian Snicker said, we'll see. I'm just leaning on the medical staff. And then you said something that was very disturbing and very uncalled for, might I add, May 1st. You said that.
No. But
you said it.
I know, but
there's no here. You said it.
Here's what I keep saying. What's the medical staff? Like, who has to say yes? How many? What's the staff? Like, how often do I need to see Ronald Acuna running around doing baseball stuff before I say go do baseball stuff in a lineup? I don't know how long they're going to wait. Does he need at-bats now? No, they're giving him what he needs now. Should it be up in Philadelphia by a minimum? Yes. You give him a few games at the end of March? Yes.
I feel like nothing happened.
Right now, in the middle of the second, the Braves lead the Twins 1-0. Spencer Strider, 2 scoreless innings, 3 strikeouts. Ozzie Albies with his first home run of the spring.
Wow, it's all good news.
Can you bet on spring training games?
Oh, you can bet on anything you want.
You're very sick if you do that, right? What's worse, betting on spring training games or betting on preseason NFL games? Because both are pretty sick.
What's worse? Betting on preseason football games is worse. Betting on preseason football games. Because, look, you can tell me, well, Chris, at least I know who the third-string quarterback is. I don't know who the fifth pitcher today is. Who cares? You just wanted money down. You didn't know anything.
You wanted action.
You didn't know anything.
What are your odds? Do they favor winning at the dog track versus preseason football versus spring training? Where do you have the best odds?
If you're just picking a number at the dog track, the problem is it could be 10 or 11 dogs in one race. I don't like those odds. I just have to pick one or the other in the NFL. Dog track is out.
Got you.
Yeah, dog track is out. It's just too many things.
If anybody would have had the answer, it's you. We'll have some answers provided by Chuck and Chernoff, their thoughts from the weekend. They'll join us in about 15 minutes or so from now.
If you sign Kirk Cousins, does he have to play in the preseason? Minimal.
I want
him thrown to my guys on more than a Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, he'll play a couple of series, just not as much as
if I draft a guy, I need to see if he can play.
He's got to play a lot more than, let's say, Desmond Ridder. did last year. We know that 34 months away, playoff expansion
is... fireable offense unto itself that he didn't play?
Yeah, well, when you look back, there's a lot of reasons why Arthur Smith is out of a job.
We should have known. If we were any good at our job, we would have come in before week one and said, he didn't play. Like, I know we talked about him not playing in the preseason as if they had a secret.
Right.
Yeah, the secret was the guy couldn't play and he was going to continue to make mistakes.
There's a lot of variables.
To me, the writing was on the wall. When they lost to Arizona, that's it. Because they kept losing games like that. They went into the bye week. They should have fired him then.
Not the result we expected.
That's when they should have done it. It was really over when they lost to Carolina. It didn't matter at that point. It was all over.
I move up. I get Marvin Harrison.
That's what I pitched earlier. Hey,
hold on. I'm just... give me the one guy I can get in a trade, like Snead or somebody else. Is there still something viable before where I can go, I think I did a good trade. I did was spend money on a quarterback.
Let me ask you this.
And then I moved up and I got a game changer in the draft.
You never get all the guys you want, I understand.
No.
So let's say you sign Kirk Cousins.
Uh-huh. Money? Just money?
Yeah. And I think right now they're like $37 million. Under the cap.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We can play with
you. You can work that out.
Yeah, sure.
You trade up and you get Marvin Harrison.
Bad, I'm in.
And then
give me a trade.
You sign Danielle Hunter as an edge rusher. Kirk Cousins and Danielle Hunter are reunited. The former Viking teammates are now Falcon teammates.
How big is a can that I'm kicking down the road? Again, I don't really care. I got to win now.
It's not Terry Fontenot's problem.
I'd like a trade.
Certainly
is my
not
point.
The problem of Raheem Morris.
I would like a trade. I just want to hit on a trade, hit on a draft pick. And just spend money on
I think
play.
Universally Falcons fans would be satisfied with those three players.
I don't think there'd be a rush at the box office, but I do think Marvin Harrison moves the meter a little bit where you just go, are we better today? Now it's going
to
be
to
the
mention
fourth.
The fact you got a guy that had over 16 sacks last year at defensive end.
No. You're just now.
I'm getting greedy.
Yeah,
I know.
Of course you are.
But this is your fault. You opened this door.
I don't think I'm going.
And I kicked it wide open.
Marvin Harrison, more than any rush guy. Here's the problem. You've done this 3 years in a row now. Top 10 picks, offensive side. Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison's a little bit different.
Is Marvin Harrison more exciting than anybody else you could draft? Take out the Jaden Daniels. Is Marvin Harrison the most, because again.
Is he the most NFL-ready guy?
No, it's not that.
I believe
exciting.
He is. Yes.
Is it the most entertaining thought to bounce around your head?
He's absurd.
But they don't think Desmond Ridder could play if you got Marvin Harrison. Let's just bring Desmond back. That's not happening. He's not that exciting.
No, Marvin Harrison may quit like Kyle Pitts did.
He might go play baseball.
Even though he's never played baseball. Can I go back to Ohio State with this guy as my quarterback?
Marvin Harrison might be the meter mover. This side of, I think Jaden Daniels moves the meter more. That's my feeling.
Yeah, I don't know if Arizona would make that move at four. I think they would love to see him.
Well, they got Kyler Murray, and they're trying to figure out, do I need him to have a guy?
We can dare to dream, right?
Sure. Listen.
We've gone through enough nightmares over the years.
Breaking rumors. Breaking rumors.
Breaking rumors.
Somebody will be reporting it by 2:02.
Yeah. Nothing official yet.
All right. Can I give you two things? A piece of sound. We got to do this because we might not get to it. The former Utah State head coach. Did you hear the sound? Okay. They lost a basketball game. They had a really bad season. The head women's basketball coach goes to a press conference, and she is asked a question, and this is how it went.
And how do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State.
Whoa!
I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question.
Yeah, no follow-ups, huh?
Okay.
Thank you.
All. Thank you,
Coach. Why is she at that press conference? Were you hoping nobody asked?
I don't think she was supposed to say that. I think they wanted her to face the media, and then they were going to make the announcement afterwards.
I'm not going to be rebuilding.
Let's get through this press conference.
Are you kidding me?
And
somebody just asked a specific question. What are you going to do to rebuild this thing? It's not going to be me. She shouldn't have been at that press conference.
Well, that's going to be the last question.
She shouldn't have been there, but she was there because this is just my best guess. They didn't think that she was going to say that.
Why in radio do they pull you out of the building before you get the last shot to play Airheads and block the door?
Because you're a wild card if you get fired.
I might be the only guy in the history of radio that was told, no, just do the next 3 hours. You're cool. I might be.
Yeah.
The only guy in radio who found out at 7:10 in the morning and got to work till 10 o'clock.
Well, how did you find out? It was in the late edition of the AJC.
And then a guy called. I had read the early edition of the AJC, and a guy called up at 7:10. He said, hey, man, you doing okay? I was like, yeah, it's August, man. Braves back in town. Good weekend series coming up, blah, blah, blah. What? And then instead of escorting me out, as I did tell him, what is my friend, the 75-year-old security guy, what is he going to come
to? Yeah, let's not make a big thing of this, Domino.
It was not going to be me versus him.
We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way, Domino. The hard way would be me being thrown to the ground.
Next thing you know, I got one arm behind my back. He's threatening to break it if I don't get out of here. Didn't happen. The point is, what is the point? The point is, I don't think she should have been at that.
No, rest. Probably not. In retrospect, yes, definitely not.
That is so bad.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know if Utah State's going to have a problem hiring an ex-person. I think this is one and done.
It's just not something you see every day. We're finally seeing everyday talk when it comes to the college football playoff. Like we said, 34 months away from the expanded playoff beyond what it is now. And already we're getting a lot of feedback from people outside of the Big Ten and the SEC. First of all, the SEC and the Big Ten wanted those buys. And now another plan being circulated would include 58% of the combined playoff revenue going to the Big Ten and the SEC, with the ACC and the Big 12
32
splitting up about 32%.
10% to the others.
Yeah, Notre Dame and the group of five.
Yeah.
If I'm the Big Ten and the SEC, I'm doing the same thing.
This is called having hand. And you could either take 32% plus the 10% for you over there, or you could take nothing. And we'll go be a 40-person NFL-type league, because that's coming. If this can't be reached, and again, they're 2 years away, Boise State, with all due respect, Iowa State, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't. You want to tell me you got bullied? Okay. Do you want to tell me you played it wrong? Yeah. You want to tell me the Pac-12 should have figured something out? The Big 12 should have figured something out? The ACC should have figured something out? Let me tell you what will happen.
If I'm Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey, that's not my problem. That's going to be my response.
How much money, speaking of deals that you're probably not supposed to have, well, you have another deal in play, how much money could we, as a 36 or 40-team NFL-style system, how much money would we make? With all due respect, relatively speaking, if I have the 40 wink wink best teams in college football, and I'm going to play what I said, 4-10 team divisions, I'm going to change the divisions every 2 years, how much of the lion's share of TV money would I get? And if I want to play, if I really want to go to town, hey, Fox, you and ESPN are going to split it. You'll get this, you'll get that. Or one of you is going to write the biggest check you've ever written by a lot. Maybe it's Apple. Maybe it's Prime. Maybe it's Google. Maybe it's Netflix. You give me the percentage. If I said they're the 40 best teams in college football, and there is, let's just make it easy, there's $1 million on the table, what's the split if I go and say, here's my presentation, the 40 best teams in college football? How much of the million am I getting?
You come in with a trash bag?
How much of the million am I getting?
Like if I'm the SEC?
More than 58%.
Yeah, of course.
No. If I'm the Big Ten.
Or the SEC.
If I'm combined.
Yeah. No doubt.
I can get more than 58%.
Oh, that's why they're asking for it.
I can get more.
Yeah, but they're not being greedy. They're saying we're being nice right now.
That's my point. NC State, what are you going to do? You're going to come in and go, what about us? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I'm
working my deal over here with these guys. Right. They're more important right now. And 2 years, it's all up for grabs.
Do you come in with a big trash bag full of money and just dump it on the table? Like Dusty Rhodes did when he took on Tully Blanchard for the TV title?
How much of it was real money?
Well, I don't think a lot of it was real money.
Then I don't want to play in that
world. But he did come out.
Here's what I'm doing.
And dump a bag with $50,000 in cash onto the table. And then James J. Dillon, the manager of the Four Horsemen, and Arn and Lex and Tully all got together. They were the Four Horsemen. Uh-huh. At the time, yes, they were like conferencing with one another.
Yeah, because they had to. They had to figure out what they were going to do.
Right.
Here's what I'm doing.
You don't go that far if you're the Big Ten or the SEC.
If I'm Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti, here's what I come in. I got a piece of paper that's got 10 digits on it. You know what those digits are? That's my checking account.
Mm-hmm.
That's my savings account.
Your
that's
routing
my bank
number?
Yes. That's where you'll send it to.
Gotcha.
And I'm going to wait like a bad B movie. I'm going to wait to see that it's all in my account.
Gotcha.
Then I'm going to do the deal.
EA Sports, the college football game, is going to include the Heisman Trophy. So you can, as an individual player, win the Heisman Trophy. But the National College Football Awards Association has declined an offer to be included in the game. So
couldn't meet their number.
No Bednarik, no Biletnikoff, no Davey O'Brien, no Doak Walker.
Oh, no. What will we do?
No Groza, no Jim Thorpe, no Maxwell, Outland, or Ray Guy Awards. Now, if I'm the National College Football Awards Association, I would want to be in this game.
I agree. But they have a number. They say, we're all in this together. I don't know what the Heisman people did, but I want you to think about this. The Heisman people will not speak to the Reggie Bush situation until the NCAA does. Yet they'll put something fictitious into a game being played by 8-year-olds, 88-year-olds, and everything in between around the country and say, oh, yeah, you can win the Heisman. Think about this.
You can make up a player who won Heisman.
Yes.
A make-a-believe player winning a real award.
Not Arch Manning. Whatever you do, do not try to play
anyone
Arch Manning. You will get arrested.
Arch Manning.
You will get arrested.
How many people do you think are going to be like John Michaels when that game comes out? They're going to take a day off and play that game all day.
A lot.
I'm an idiot.
I got to get a jump on my Heisman Trophy winner. Here's the other part. The Heisman Trophy says it's okay, which means 50 different guys can win the Heisman in this world. 50 different guys. So if you don't value that, why do I value it? You're old and antiquated. Let me ask this. In the game, can you win the Heisman before the whole season's over? My guess is not. That's something EA should put in. No Heisman until the last game has been played.
As in the bowl games.
Every game.
Yeah.
Championship game.
Because, of course, now you get the Heisman before the playoffs even begin. We'll talk to Chuck and Chernoff, get their thoughts on what's going on, or maybe more
Anything
importantly.
Anything happening, Derek? Give me a thumbs up, thumbs down.
What's not going on so far?
DT, we got breaking news?
No breaking news yet, as
Seriously?
Far as we
You're
know.
You're going to mimic that, DT?
Nothing for us locally, yeah.
Okay.
Some things are going on here, there, and everywhere, except for the city of Atlanta. We'll go back. But Domino has to get a lot of things.
Just
one more thing.
It's more than one.
Two and a half.
Two and a half things when we come back to wrap up a Monday. Domino Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
He forgot about it.
Uh-oh.
Or we simply ran out of time.
You think I care about time?
But we don't waste audio on this show. It's time to empty the hopper.
149, Domino Cellini, The Fan. Please, Chris, let me conduct business. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard Foundational Solutions. Now you may empty the hopper, Domino. Chuck and Chernoff here with us as well.
You know what I didn't have to worry about like most people in America did? Did we spring forward? Who cares? Who cares?
You still going by the old clock?
He doesn't sleep. It doesn't affect
doesn't
him in any way.
Okay. Right. If your microwave is now an hour off, what do we do?
That 1 hour, it's got me all sideways. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is that your responsibility to go through to the oven clock, the microwave clock, and all the clock? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
He knows his wife's not.
Right. Yeah. Like that would be very disconcerting.
And he handles the big picture. I handle the day-to-day operations.
The mundane things.
Yeah.
But if the minute is off, too, that's a problem. If it's 137 on one of them, it's got to be 137 on the other, or else.
So happy I don't live in that world.
The OCD would get you.
Just be 20 minutes early for everything, and then you don't have a problem.
Thank you, Tom Coughlin.
Listen to this story. Gary Payton is a manhole cover, not a nickel compliment type guy. Listen to the story he tells about John Stockton and a player who then says, oh, wait, he was right.
I stand him up. We bounce off each other, and the ball go right past my face. I duck. I'm thinking it's a back door. Ball in my face. I look back at him. He said, back the fuck up.
So Gary Payton, who never paid a compliment to anybody, said, hey, here's the deal. John Stockton, white guy. Don't let that fool you. John Stockton is mean. This is Gary Payton. And then you hear a story about a pass that literally whizzed by a guy, and he says, stop doing what you're doing.
I heard John Stockton's elbows were very sharp.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? Too close.
You know what the guy also said? He said, by the way, how did I know I was in a men's league? John Stockton, we were talking about man salad. He said, John Stockton comes out and he's got that hairy chest. He said, I had never seen anything like that.
Knee in your thigh was like his second defensive move.
He thought it was a back door that just went awry. He said, no. He threw it right at your head. He just happened to miss you that time and said, back the blank off. So, and Gary Payton said John Stockton was a bad man. Gary Payton didn't pay a compliment very often. Here's how I think you have to do the top five player thing. And again, I don't want to do Mount Rushmore. And I don't want to go to everybody who's ever played in the NBA, give me your top five players. But if Michael Jordan says something, are you going to listen?
Yes.
If Michael Jordan's asked that question, are you going to listen?
Typically.
Indeed. All right, in 2019, this will also tell you how a lot can change in 5 years. But Michael Jordan answers the question the way it should be answered. Who are the guys that you would pick to stay in a win and stay on the court where you believe you'd never have to leave the court?
Scottie Pippen, for sure. Magic Johnson, James Worthy, and Hakeem Olajuwon. I got no chance of losing. None at all.
Now, Scottie Pippen, 5 years later, do you think he still picks Scottie? Or
feels like some things have happened.
Yeah, a little, times have changed a little bit.
What was the date on that comment?
2019.
So LeBron hadn't joined the league yet, huh?
Nope, not in Michael's
okay,
mind.
Okay, sure. At that point, I'll listen to Michael. The discussion ends if you're not.
Well, tell you what James Worthy did. James Worthy did great catching the wing on a 3-on-1. James Worthy. Well, whatever.
No offense to James Worthy. If you don't have LeBron James on the list, come on.
It's his list.
So, hold on.
That is a great response. It is his list. You're right.
Whatever.
But if that's not Michael Jordan, okay, start picking away at it. It's Michael Jordan in 2019 saying, here's why I look at it. We would never lose. That's the team he just gave you. Do you think he made that up?
Well, he picks Worthy. They won a national title together at North Carolina.
Obviously. He's saying he never loses, though, if he set those guys.
He might be right. And Michael in his prime won 72 with a Bulls team that didn't have those four. I mean,
and Hakeem was athletic enough back in the day. We didn't know this because every center was a post player, either high post or low post, but post player. Hakeem was athletic enough and could get out. Remember, he played forward at Houston a lot.
He had a 15-footer. He could step out and hit a jump.
Yes.
He's incredibly underrated for as great as he already
is. Yes, he can play outside.
Do you like answering the question that way? Who are the guys that you'd have to go home? You'd never lose. You just have to say, we're done playing.
I think he believed his answer.
Yes, I do too.
I don't know if he was accurate. He believed it.
Five players, you'll get five different answers.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, but I like the premise of we would never lose.
Don't you want Larry Bird on?
He said no. We didn't say Larry. They did
Larry
McDonald's
plays
commercials.
The same thing
together.
As Worthy.
They played McDonald's commercials. You know, they did stuff. How did he not pick Larry?
It's impossible to do five. But as I said, if you're going to do a five and you don't have Michael and LeBron on the floor together at some point, starting with your five, we have some issues.
Not forget about Magic either.
6'9 point guard,
who to me was the second greatest player I've ever seen.
Said Magic.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hear.
Does it bother you that Magic couldn't shoot? And I mean that, like, he was great. He could not shoot.
He couldn't. He had a set shot.
Right.
He had a three-pointer with a shirt untucked in that All-Star game when he came back. He did.
But that was not his skill set, which today would be weird.
Yeah, but if you look at his numbers and you look at the way people play defense today, he'd do whatever he wanted to do.
We would run Doc Rivers out against him. What do you think the Lakers did? Clear out? And I mean,
this point about Stockton.
Watch the finals in 91, and Scottie eventually slowed him down. But watch that run to the finals. He was absurd that year.
He was also by himself at that point.
Yeah.
The Stockton thing was, here's the thing. This guy was talking about inside the three, the college three. He said John Stockton would start plays, and all of a sudden he pushed you where he wanted to go.
Right.
And Gary Payton said, don't get fooled by this guy because you're not going to keep him out of where he wants to go. You just got to make sure that you do enough to bother him a little bit. Again, the fact that it was Gary Payton saying, all right, let's finish up with this. Is there a chance that we know anything about the Falcons quarterback by 6 o'clock tonight?
Yes.
God, I hope so. I don't want to keep refreshing Twitter every 13 seconds.
Yes, you think
it's been something today. You're right about that.
There's no reason. By now, Kirk Cousins doesn't have to do a damn thing. He can take his time, all right? But it's not going to be any hesitancy from the Falcons. I think that we will absolutely have some sort of report.
6 o'clock today.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, Matt,
there's no reason for it to not happen. Now, again, Kirk doesn't have to act on it, but yeah.
So if it's not Kirk, we don't know today. I think the Falcons put their eggs all in Kirk's basket.
6 o'clock.
Yes,
do you think we know he's in or he's out here in Atlanta?
I'm going to say no.
By the way, it's like we say, sometimes the answer is no.
Here's why I think no, and this is going to drive me nuts because I want this done. Because Kirk knows the Vikings still have until Wednesday.
Yep.
That he can play this out and see if
verbal commitment.
See if Minnesota blinks.
Kirk knew that, yeah.
Right. If Minnesota blinks on the third year, and I think that's Kirk might not get a third from either, but I think Kirk and his team are like, let's play this out. We're the only thing left now. Russ is off the board. Tampa got back.
Oh,
Mayfield.
Threw Denver. Somebody threw Denver out.
Which is another one. That might be Kirk's team throwing Denver. I don't know.
I Raiders believe that is his out. Team.
Whatever you want to do, but I guess the point is Kirk can slow play this and be like, let's just see if anybody
when
likes.
I say his team, I believe that's Kirk's team.
Putting it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
That organization out that. There.
I don't want to play for Gary Payton.
So I guess I would say to you, yes.
And I think Arthur will give him a third year.
He might.
I think he will.
They feel so on the periphery, and that's all we have. They feel so puck committed to this.
on the outside that I don't know what's going on the inside, but I don't know what plan B is. Maybe it's Justin, but it sounds like they're not gung-ho on Justin. I don't know where they go.
Yeah, but do you know a pair of eights can actually win this hand?
It might.
You don't have to.
You got
to
have diamond hands, though.
Well, a pair of eights, that guy folds. You want to show it or not, you don't have to, but you might win with a pair of eights.
I think it's easier for Minnesota to walk away from this because they can say, we were invested. We have a plan to go with a young quarterback next year and recap all our money.
They already kind of did when the 2 years voided. They're like, yeah, we'll do that, sure.
Well, they played hardball a year ago before the injury. They told them, we're not giving you a third year. If you're the Falcons, man, do you imagine trying to put people in seats with Raheem Morris and Gardner Minshew?
If Baker Mayfield.
J.J. McCarthy?
If Baker Mayfield got $100 million. What is Kirk Cousins supposed to get?
40 a year. 3 years.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Three. By the way, you just said nobody might give him three. He might sign for four. I don't know how the cap thing will work.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll care. It's all about how you structure this. Nick, will Kirk allow you to have the dummy year so you can move money around?
I mean, I would hope he wants to win, right?
He does. 3 and 151.
He's never done that, though. Every contract he's done has been guaranteed. Last week.
Well, you go back to what he said in January. It's not about the money. It's about the structure. I say, can you imagine a lot of things would have to happen? Then they probably won't. We mentioned this earlier. Trading up to get Marvin Harrison at four, signing Kirk Cousins, creating enough room where you can sign a Danelle Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
That'd be fun.
I mean, I think that would get some people
in. That ain't happening.
My counter would be.
It's not, but a man can dream, can't he?
To move up for the receiver, which we've seen here before with Julio, seems to be too much, that I'd stay at eight. I think I have a good chance of Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze, and I could still use that other capital for other things.
And I do think that if you got a receiver with Kirk Cousins, and I can't believe I'm saying this, for the fourth year in a row, top 10 pick, you go offensive side of the football, skilled player. This might be the one that actually could excite people.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvin Harrison thing would
be great.
There's two guys.
I think Arizona's going
to
make that.
And I don't know if the Falcons want to give up the lot to get that high to do it.
Jaden Daniels, I think, creates a buzz. I think Marvin Harrison with the right quarterback creates a buzz.
Is Cousins the quarterback in this scenario?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I'm spending money on one. I'm getting a draft pick on another. I have to move up to get it. And then what if I did a trade? I'm not telling you L'Jarius Sneed, but that Chris Jones deal probably means L'Jarius Sneed's got to get traded.
You know, the Sneed thing, if you have a second round pick available and you have $20 million a year, I think Sneed's in play for the Falcons. But I would add this. If it's Kirk, you still got to go to the draft to do something. Not in the first two picks. But you've got to bring in something, and I don't know if that's Spence Rattler in round three or whatever you want to do.
I think you need a veteran quarterback behind him.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
What if you had Joe Flacco and Jaden Daniels? You move up to three, you get Jaden Daniels. Joe Flacco's the guy. 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, whatever it might take to get. Is that because all I'm dealing in is combos. Mm-hmm. Please don't give me the one guy.
No, it's going to be a combo.
It's a combo.
Yeah.
How happy would I be with the combo?
You could be fine.
I got Jaden Daniels and Joe Flacco.
You'd be fine with the big picture. People would be freaking out a game in to put him in two games in the first time.
Jack Robinson's got to change his mind up a little bit about how he wants to play quarterback, though, too, right?
No, he wants a processor and a guy to sit in the pocket.
No, but what would he do with Jaden Daniels?
That's what I'm saying.
No, but do you say that I have a little bit of. I still want to be able to fool with the idea that you have to worry about my quarterback getting to the outside.
He's not
running first.
Were you being literal or just giving an example?
Literal.
Okay.
Literal.
Because he's more likely. I mean, at some point, the gate slams down. And I thought it had already come down on him.
Looked like it in the playoffs.
So
J.J. McCarthy and Joe Flacco. How angry are you? Okay, I'm asking.
It's not even angry. It's just so Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody. So everybody will let out that frustrating
Michael
side.
Penix and Joe Flacco.
Well, let me back up there.
That's not playoffs to me. Cousins is playoffs.
I don't even know if I want Kirk Cousins, but I feel like at this point I'm invested. I want to report and have fun watching a team try to win next season because we've gone through the 7 straight years of not. That in my mind, I'm invested in Cousins knowing there's a chance the end of the deal is horrible.
Yep.
They're going to be invested with too much.
Yep.
It might not work here because every quarterback's, as you just said, the door comes slamming down.
So are you Derek Carr in New Orleans? Because I know they must be thinking, oh, God. Derek Carr signed the biggest free agent quarterback contract ever.
And they'll keep cashing it in as a credit card to keep moving money around.
Deshaun Watson, remember, it was a trade and then it was an extension.
Uh-huh.
He got $150 million. If he got $150 million, isn't Kirk Cousins allowed to say, well, I'd like $150 million?
Ask for whatever you want.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the comparative more than Baker Mayfield, isn't it?
I would also add the Achilles thing. I'm hearing people, I'm not worried about the Achilles thing. I know that sounds odd. Like, we're in 2024. Like, by the time September comes around, he's already moving. I'm really not worried about that.
That's a Civil War guy would have saw. It was more than that.
It was a real surgery, like in a facility.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't bite on a leather strap as somebody just tried to figure out maybe what they wanted.
It was a rag with whiskey.
Pouring vodka on it or whatever.
I'm just worried about history besides Brady and these quarterbacks all starting to fall apart at 36, 37, and 38. It happens to all of them.
So you're going to keep refreshing. Hopefully we'll know something by the time you guys get off the air.
Chuck, you're going to have to focus today because I can't. There's too much.
I'm not good on that focus. Like
what's the
I
biggest...
was off today because of it. I'm not going to lie to you.
What's
not
the biggest,
you could tell.
What's the biggest name today? No, you're a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the biggest?
No, I meant the polar opposite.
Oh, what's the biggest name today?
I think we already had Christian Wilkins just went for a huge deal to the Raiders.
Enormous. We have interior linemen like tackles getting $27 million a year now. It's not an unusual thing.
He got $84 million guaranteed.
Well, yeah, Chris Jones, $27 million for a tackle.
Yeah. But okay. We've also seen the interior becomes as important because these quarterbacks can move outside.
Yeah, but not everybody's Chris Jones.
Christian Wilkins is pretty damn good.
Yeah, but he's not.
Nick, I'm telling you, Chris Jones is younger.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins is the only reason he's available is because they got to pay Tua.
But
Wilkins is awesome.
Here's how
a lot of money, man.
Here's how quickly your plan, if it was a plan, like I said, write it all in pencil. I heard don't give it to Kirk Cousins. Go get Chris Jones and this guy. Spread it around. I was like, okay, do you know how quickly that will go away? Oh, wait, Chris Jones just signed with Kansas City. That went away. There's a lot of things that will go. You're not getting the top three guys.
Signing bigger guys to deals like that scares me.
Well, Chris Jones is 29, though.
I mean,
that should scare the hell out of you.
It does.
It feels like
that scares me.
It feels like the Chiefs just did a loyalty deal.
Yeah. I mean, that scares me just as much.
I think Wilkins
has, no doubt about it.
I think Wilkins has two or three. He's going to play with Max Crosby. That's going to be a menace over there.
What are they going to do with quarterback?
Well, I have no idea. It's their problem.
What I'm saying, they signed a guy for a lot of money. They didn't figure out the quarterback yet. You think New England takes quarterback? No doubt about it.
Yeah,
Matt
they
Jones
have
trade.
I don't know. I have no clue.
What they have to. You're going to play Bailey Zappe?
No, what if they think? Well, I'm talking about trading back.
Right.
Not picking at three.
Well,
if anybody has an opportunity to not pick at three, it might be that.
Are you guys believing the stuff on May? All of a sudden, the people are talking themselves out of May.
Well, that's what Mel Kiper said as well.
Kiper's
neck
on that.
And neck between Reddick and McCarthy and May. So I don't know.
Okay. Do you know who hates, and I mean hates, Drake May? It is Chris Sims. Sims is like got him sixth.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, sixth?
You know what he said?
Sims is good at this stuff pretty much when he breaks it down, but I was shocked to see that one.
You know what he said? Drake May responded with three emojis. I'm laughing so hard I'm crying, which I said, I can't draft you now. No, you just answered Chris Sims with a three emoji tweet. I'm out. That's my world, man.
Would one emoji have been acceptable?
No, he should have told him.
No emojis.
He should have said, if I see
you. One is one too many.
If I see you, I'm going to kick your ass, Mia Project. That I would have appreciated more than
a glove emoji, like a fist.
I want to fight you.
Right.
I'd rather
what
you
What about
ask.
A thinking emoji?
There's not an emoji that works.
What about a lying emoji? The nose is longer like Pinocchio?
No, there's not an emoji. There's not an emoji.
So you're anti-emoji.
There's not a fruit. There's not a vegetable.
Okay.
There's not somebody laughing, somebody crying, winking.
Nothing.
And he should have said, somebody get me Chris Sims' number. I'm going to call him up. I'm going to threaten him.
Nothing with a medium yellow skin tone.
Nope.
Nothing at all. Okay.
So would you rather see an LOL than a laughing emoji?
No, I don't want to see anything. I don't want LOL. I don't want an emoji.
Okay.
I don't need my quarterback.
What about the ha-ha purpose? Reaction when you text?
I don't want it. I don't want it. Not for my quarterback. I don't want it.
Exclamation point?
Never, nothing. never.
What about LOLOL?
Nope. I don't even
That's
know what that means.
That's a lot of laughing.
LMAO, perhaps?
I don't know what that
on
means.
On my Windows phone, I didn't have it, so it would come up. Sad face emote icon.
Okay.
Like it would just give me the
hold
words.
On, hold on. This just in from Mike Garafolo now on the NFL Network regarding Kirk Cousins. Are you all sitting down?
Yeah.
Atlanta has felt good about the process early on.
Breaking
they feel
axi.
Good about the potential to land him. Said they've been in conversations for 2 hours since the legal tampering process
These are the
began.
Things we've been reporting all day.
Mike Garafolo. Did you guys do the neighbor, the guy who shoveled the snow?
The snow.
Dan Green. I know his name.
You know that guy? Should we get him on?
You know
accompanied
what I said?
By a picture with Kirk Cousins. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's validation.
Yeah.
You know what I said? I said his 12-year-old paperboy has also been told his services are no longer needed.
Someone else said
the guy who cuts his lawn.
There's a breaking rumor that he's close to signing
breaking
the deal.
Breaking rumor.
And by the way,
rumor.
All kinds of different verbiage.
The breaking rumor had a guy wearing the 8 jersey with a hat, Falcons hat, pulled down so you couldn't see signing a piece of paper. So
kind of looked like
that's
Kirk
the breaking
Cousins.
Rumor.
So back up, though. So Garafolo had this. And it's in quotes. Atlanta's felt good. Who are they getting this from?
Yeah.
Unless it's Kirk Cousins' agents.
Who's leaving the room?
That's what I mean.
Like, who's leaving the room? Or who's texting under their
desk?
This
is all Kirk Cousins' agents playing everybody until the final whistle, and then they get the piece of paper they want. Like, nobody else from the Falcons, I wouldn't think, is doing this.
Yeah, you never know.
Doesn't benefit them.
Excuse me, I've got to leave the room.
To talk to Garafolo.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do? Hey, everybody.
Mikey G, you're not going to believe what's going on here.
Hey,
we're feeling good.
Give me your phones. Everybody, give me your phones.
Right, like it's a...
Give me your phones.
Like it's a Chappelle show.
Give me your phones.
Yeah, turn your phones.
Nobody gets a phone.
Although you gotta be able to write to Schefter when the deal's done. Who breaks it? Who gets the breaking news? Because Dino Rossini's been on this stuff so well.
I'm going to go with Schefter.
I'm going to go Rossini.
All right.
You're talking first in.
First in who gets
that
it.
That has terms.
Yes. I feel like Rossini's close with the Cousins camp. She knows the wife.
They may just go white smoke, dark smoke. You think?
Give me that.
Signing, like not
the,
signing?
Like the Pope?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but first one in.
As a signal to someone, because they took up the cell phones, we'll just let out some white smoke, dark smoke, as a signal to.
Oh.
Who gets the smoke first, though?
So who's, let me ask you this, where are they doing this meeting? Do we know? Did they go to him? Did he come to us? Like, are we at a restaurant?
This is Zoomage. Like, Kirk's not in town.
Well, he might be. He's got in-laws in town. He might be.
Are we at Flowery Branch to give him the full...
So let's play this out. So if Kirk got here, you don't think there's one person in our city that would have seen him at the airport or at a restaurant or something?
Like when Russell Wilson was in
New York. But do you want me to say I did? I did. I saw him at Goldberg's.
Domino saw him getting a bagel.
It's Grandpa Larry's birthday last weekend, so they were coming to town anyway. So
maybe, but somebody's got to see him. He went to the dry cleaner. He went out and he...
Wearing a jersey.
Right.
Yes, wearing a Vikings jersey.
How many kids does he have?
Two.
So how come we haven't gotten the private school or the pre-K? I just saw Kirk Cousins pulling out of the pre-K lot at Montessori.
His wife's going to handle that.
In Alpharetta. I'm just telling you, they know what she looks like, too.
He's a pretty hands-on dad. And the reason I don't think he's in town, he was at that jumpy place yesterday. Did you guys see the picture of him at a kid's birthday party? He was at a jumpy joint yesterday with the kids.
I didn't get up this morning and fly. Right. Doesn't take all that much.
I got a private jet. I'm Arthur Blank.
Now, if you're on Blank's jet again, we're tracking that one. Like, that seems pretty easy. That feels like tampering.
Tail number. Today is the 11th of March. Let's talk about some of the things that happened on this date as we go back in
time. Can I make it easy? Can I do this? 4 years, $120 million guaranteed.
Not enough.
4 years, $120 million. Garbage here at the end.
Great Scott.
How much do you want in a bonus?
I just want it done.
So you're guaranteeing...
Just end it.
How are you structuring
I'm
that,
guaranteeing... No. The deal's for more than 120. It's a four-year guaranteed 120.
So it says 140 or 150.
160.
I was saying 3151 with 85 guaranteed.
I think they're going to go to 120 guaranteed.
It's got
to
be more guarantees.
Arthur's
going to
give him what he wants and then some. 1968 Otis Redding is the first person in the U.S. to posthumously receive a gold record for his single, this one, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. There was supposed to be another verse. That's why he whistles at the end.
Oh, they weren't done yet?
No, they were supposed to
finish
the song.
Sounds like it's done. This is wonderful.
I feel like giving somebody the award posthumously is missing a big chance.
Well, I don't think it was released.
Oh, okay.
Like this
wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't released yet.
No. That's it. It was an unfinished song. So,
who receives the award in that case?
Mrs. Redding. Yeah, Mrs. Redding, yeah. Yeah. He's buried right there on his property down there in Macon.
Is that legal?
Apparently it is. He's buried there.
It's very odd.
1970, the 12th Grammy Awards, Best New Artist. Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
What year?
1970.
The Packers are signing Josh Jacobs. Continue. Bryce Huff is going to the Eagles for 3 years. $51 million. Continue.
It's nice money. Changes the Huff family life.
Did they open Woodstock? Or did Sha Na Na open
Sha Na Na
Woodstock?
Did. Yeah, Sha Na Na.
Kind of weird.
That's a true story. Bad. Next.
1971, Jim Morrison leaves for Paris to reorient himself.
Yeah. Did he ever
emotionally
come back?
And creatively to avoid the jail sentence given to him in Miami. Like I said, when he exposed himself and was going to get arrested and go to jail, that's when everything changed for him. He never returns to the U.S. because he dies.
Ooh. Did he?
Maybe
was
not.
No one's
ever seen the body. There was no autopsy.
So if you play the junk card in Miami, were you not a flight risk at that point?
Hang on. His personal behavior, he could have kept a secret for 50 years. Come on. Jim Morrison, he would have effed this up like day three.
But I'm asking, he wasn't a flight risk? Like,
I don't know. Somehow he made his way to Paris. I guess he promised he was going to come back.
He
lied. 1997 on this date, Paul McCartney is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II.
The Elizabeth.
Sir Paul McCartney. 1997.
The streak continues.
What took so long?
I don't know. It's a very good question.
Didn't they all become MBE as an result?
Yeah, they all did eventually.
I think it's like college football's Hall of Fame. You got to wait 10 years before you're knighted.
Maybe John Lennon didn't, though.
I had a story about them smoking weed in the bathroom. I got out, so maybe they made him wait.
But the MBE is different, right? Something British Valor, or what, I don't know what the hell it was. But this is knighthood. Why did it have to wait till 1997?
You have to have some trust. It taps the sword on each one of your shoulders.
Said about being knighted.
The Jaguars are signing Darnell Savage, the Packers safety, to a three-year deal.
I guess nobody believes in tampering. Like, tampering's just sort of a thing.
Well, it's legal.
It's like mean.
It's 211 to me. No,
it's like name, image, likeness can't be used for recruiting.
It's kind of like the Purge. It's legal.
The Rams are in agreement with Jonah Jackson. Guard, 3 years, $51 million.
These are the greatest agents and front office dealings I've ever heard of.
Yep.
And the Falcons still are sitting back and letting it all play itself out.
I got guys who were drafted and slotted that don't sign contracts.
Pretty good guard, just got $17 million a year.
Oh, yeah. We're paying guards, dude. What have you been? Did you not just see what happened? Cat we have the highest paid guard in the league.
Five minutes ago, Zeiler was the best guard in the league, and he got like $11 million a year.
And then Lindstrom got paid, and now today we got another one paid.
Until There Was You plays in the background.
It's like funny money.
It is.
It's like a fever dream, this segment. 2019, Hal Blaine, drummer from the Wrecking Crew, passes away at the age of 90.
Did it all, saw it all, played it all.
Is this him playing the drums here?
Watch the documentary if you haven't.
Kind of looked like a fly. Hal Blaine, didn't he? Wear those glasses.
Start of the Gentleman, by the way, on your recommendation.
Yeah.
Brother's Gotta Die.
Have you seen?
Brother's Gotta Die.
I finally watched, speaking of things watched that you suggested, I finally
Dynasty?
Watched. No, I didn't watch that. I watched Class Action Park over the weekend.
Okay, boy. How stupid is that? Wow.
15-year-olds ran that place. Yeah.
Wow.
15-year-olds.
But just because if you grew up in the 80s, yes. you were completely unaccounted for.
Yeah,
not only there, but any place.
Liability was not a thing we worried about at all.
He made up an insurance Correct. Company.
Yep.
Let's put a loop-de-loop. That sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. But let's have a 15-year-old at the bottom saying, hey, you might want to get out of the way because somebody's going to land on your head.
And people showed up
80 miles
numbers.
An hour. Yeah. They did. I lived that world. I went to that place.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Action Park.
So as I've gotten older, like we used to do a lot of those, like they would show up in the parking lot of the mall carnivals. Yeah. And then you read these stories about those hinges that come off. Like, I'm never going back
that
to
that. That thing ain't working. That'd be all right. Just pound it in. They don't need none of
the bolts. You know what I'm talking about? Like the
we lost four bolts in the last
Correct.
Stop.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, not the, yeah.
I think that thing's fine.
Not the one at the county fairgrounds.
No.
The one in the mall parking
Correct.
Lot.
Yes.
Remember, I don't think they needed to have pieces of paper. I think it's harder to get a back porch built in your house
yeah.
than it is to say, I'm going to set up and I'm going to put this
no
roller
question.
Coaster
right.
and this Ferris wheel.
The county needs a permit in my backyard.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want in these
Going
parking
back
lots.
To Action Park, so you've got the water park on one side.
Yeah.
You've got a major highway in the middle
yes.
of the park. And on the other side, you've got the motor park.
Mm-hmm. Well, the place where if you went down on what was basically a sled with wheels,
yeah.
there was a good chance that if you touched any of the concrete, you saw the bone in your forearm.
Right.
Or perhaps if you were the right size and aerodynamics worked, you got lifted right out of the thing.
So how about the one guy, they wanted to make this metal ball ride
yep.
and roll it down on
yep.
PVC. And it was hot and the PVC expanded. So they put a guy, human being, in this huge metal ball. It rolls
right
off. Of the PVC
right
and across the highway.
Yep,
that's
right
awesome.
Off.
That'd be akin to driving down 75 and seeing this huge metal ball with a
rolling.
Human in it
right.
rolling across four lanes,
How
five
awesome.
Lanes of traffic.
And I love the fact that
I was
again,
laughing hysterically.
It was 15-year-olds who ran it, and they would get drunk and all sleep in the ticket office. They'd wake up, and they were running the
yeah.
park at that point.
It's amazing. Let's see.
Stop right there. The Eagles are getting closer on terms with Saquon Barkley, according to Josie and Anderson.
And that's, stay inside the NFC.
That's just, again, nothing done, but just getting closer.
Jimmy Greenspoon, rock organist from Three Dog Night, passed away on this date at the age of 67. I do not have a net worth on him. This is one of the worst songs ever.
Wow, you're so negative. What's it's a catchy little
Doesn't
bouncy
mean
ever.
Does it mean something?
I don't know.
It must mean something, right?
Was that Hoyt Axton?
No. Well, what do you mean?
I think the songwriter was Hoyt Axton.
Oh, really?
May Axton's son.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Thank
you. Just learned something new.
I don't think it meant anything. It's gibberish.
It is. Okay.
You never found yourself just singing along with
I
this.
Think.
I mean, I probably.
Okay.
You don't even think about it. You know, it's like when you're stressed out and you eat. Sometimes
yeah.
you do that when you sing.
Former Georgia running back Samir White going to be the new starter with the Raiders at running back.
Oh. By the way, is it truly?
I like that we're just checking the ticker as well.
Joy to the stuff. Fishes? Isn't it just fish?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Might not work with the hook, though.
Yeah. I need another syllable.
Oscar Mayer, yes, the hot dog guy. Passed away on this date in 1955.
What was he worth?
My baloney has
Please,
a
let the kid finish.
It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Can you sing this for us one day, Domino?
Maybe.
Oh, I love to
I
eat
know
it every day.
Who doesn't?
If you ask me, I'll say. Cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I'm not saying
Oscar
it's American Pie.
The first name in Bologna.
But it's pretty good.
It's how we learned to spell baloney.
That's right.
As a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't spell anywhere near the way it sounds.
Would you agree, though? You would go baloney after turkey and ham, right? That's the third of your meats if you're doing a sandwich. Chuck's drinks.
Chuck's soda's ready.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of bologna or hot dogs.
Yeah.
Watching my father eat bologna.
But I'd rather have a turkey or a nice cured ham.
Boar's head, like nice deli sliced bologna? Yeah.
Really, over a turkey or a ham?
I watch my father.
As an alternate, too.
I watch my father cut off a chunk of bologna and eat it like it was an apple. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. And then he would eat hot dogs raw.
No, Chuck, sit down. Brian's getting it. Don't worry.
The bologna. Everybody had somebody in their family, if you grew up in the 60s and 70s, that would slice bologna.
Yeah.
But they would slice it way too thick, and then it just looked like, as unappealing as it was, it got worse.
Yeah. Can you imagine a grown man eating a hunk of bologna like that?
I don't want to.
I got no issue with it.
Johnny Knoxville is 53 today. This is him fighting Butterbean in a department store in Jackass.
Give me one, please. There you go.
Oh,
humbled. Listen to him. He's snoring. He's knocked out snoring.
He's out. Butterbean okay?
Was there a Johnny Knoxville Jessica Simpson rumor back in the day?
Yeah, no, I think they...
He was the one apparently that she messed around with.
Yeah.
They were doing Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, that's correct. He is worth $69 million.
Good for him. Who knew?
What a bit.
Shemp Howard would have celebrated a birthday. He passed at 60.
Again?
In the age of 1955.
I'm so happy to see you. I've just been dying to meet you.
He thinks he's Cousin Basil.
Hello? Your Cousin Basil? Well, then who is?
I was just...
How dare you pretend to be my Cousin Basil? I'll teach you a thing or two. You wolf! Taking advantage of a poor woman!
So he's coming back from the fights.
Boy, this is
60 years old in 1955. He's in the back of a cab, and he's in the middle of telling a joke. Boom. Passes out and dies right there.
Well, yeah, he didn't pass out. A little bit more than
that. But that's how you want to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely.
Now... You're leaving a little bit of a mess because I got a cab driver. I got to get you out.
That's not his problem.
Right? No, but I'm saying I got to get you to the authorities. It's not as if you didn't leave a burden on somebody. Mm-hmm. It's peaceful, but there is a burden attached to it.
Lisa Loeb's birthday is today. She's 56.
Say it, Chuck.
Like her a lot.
I knew.
Like her a lot.
Heard the wheels turning.
Uh-huh.
The wheels turn.
She had a reality show when she was trying to make a bit of a comeback. I don't know.
Was it her and the Weasel?
They were on a Food Network thing.
Yeah.
They were across the hall with Ray and Cindy, and they came over and hung with me, you, and Cotter.
That's true.
We used to do this great show we all loved doing. It's called The Big Show.
Yeah. You guys all got along swimmingly.
Fantastic.
The Washington Commanders.
I had my own issues at that time.
Nick, please. The Commanders have signed former Dallas Cowboys center Tyler Biadasz.
Biadasz. Breaking X.
3 years, $30 million.
Huge.
Yeah. Dan Quinn got his center.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, here's the good thing. I've always said, if a guy wants a guy that place he used to be at, I do trust it.
Yeah, he knows him.
He knows him.
Joel Madden and Benji Madden from Good Charlotte. They celebrate a birthday today. Now, Joel was married to Nicole Richie way back when in 2010.
And he's married to Cameron Diaz?
He was married to Cameron Diaz.
I think they're still married.
Are they still together?
Yeah, I think so.
They got married in 2015. Yeah. I was not aware they were still together.
Did Good Charlotte mean anything? I never knew that.
It means terrible music.
It's not for you.
That's what it means.
Speaking of Dan Quinn, do you think you know the first three picks in order? Do you think you know the first three picks in order?
I can guess.
To the teams?
I want to guess. Yeah, to the teams.
No, okay. Not to the teams.
I think Washington gets Jaden, so it comes down to if New England gets Drake, then we're all betting 1,000.
I think New England may not make the pick.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's why I said if. See, if would mean if
you
they
have
do.
Have to get the team. Player team, just three picks. First three picks of the NFL draft. Do you think you can get it right? Would you put $100 that you can get the first three picks?
$100. It's not like you're asking for a limb. If you asked for a leg, I wouldn't bet it.
$100.
Yeah. I'm rolling.
If I'm the bookie, you got to give me the player and team. I'll book that bet.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will take your action somewhere.
Okay. Bobby McFerrin is 74 today. This is him singing Blackbird to me. I know you love this.
Is it?
Can you imagine paying to see this?
No. I think it's a work. I'm telling you, this is Three Stooges.
I'd have to throw some cabbage at him or something.
This is Three Stooges.
Does that guy have cabbage with him? He brought cabbage.
He just keeps going.
Goof. It's a goof.
He got a number one out of it.
He did.
He might have got a Grammy out of it.
He did. Had the number one song of the year.
There he is. Yeah. 74 years old. Worth $5 million is this guy.
The Jaguars are signing Broncos kicker Will Lutz to a 3-year deal.
You know what he is?
I think the guy from
Georgia State.
No, from Revenge of the Nerds.
No.
Police Academy.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Was it Michael Winslow?
Police Academy.
The guy made the noises to me. I hated that guy.
I thought he was talking about Will Lutz.
Winslow's better.
Who did go to Georgia State? And how do you pronounce his name, Domino? Jimmy Iovine? Is that how you say
Jimmy
his name?
Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah.
Wonderful doc on him.
He knows his business.
So he's worth $1 billion.
Oh, beats.
As an engineer, right? He worked in Springsteen. He did some work on This Bad Out of Hell.
And at a certain point,
looked up with Dr. Dre.
Springsteen said, no, you get to really do it. You're not just hanging around anymore. And that, he sort of became like a man.
Mutt Lang. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some guys that are just better at it.
And they sold, was it $1.8 billion for beats or more?
Well, he's worth $1 billion.
God bless, man.
Listen, you know what this is?
And you know what he does? He gives
this
back.
This is chalk up, put that belt on, powerlifting music right here.
I hear you. Interesting. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy.
The Rams are adding Seahawks tight end Colby Parkinson on a 3-year, $22.5 million
deal. This is the most amazing thing ever. This many guys have signed contracts in 2 hours.
Not the last 7 minutes.
So they sold Beats for $3 billion, Colin Mann? All right, Colin Mann telling us, our young correspondent,
you
that's what happened.
With that? You pay that much for...
I don't know how. I think they also had some patents. I think with Beats,
they were patented.
I think they bought patents as well.
I don't get big business then. How do you make your money back?
That's why we're doing what we're doing.
How about this?
Simpletons.
What if somebody says...
We report on signings.
What if it started at $2.2 billion and you have to say no? Because how would you say no to $2.2 billion? Now, eventually it gets to three.
I'd rather have the Braves than the headphone company. Like, you want the Braves or do you want a headphone company?
Mm-hmm.
I want the Braves. Are they $3
billion? I got to be honest, though. There's things that you have to do with the Braves. To me... I'm not making the beats. Mm-hmm. I'm not really responsible for the beats. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, here you go.
Less overhead.
Here are the beats.
Right.
Come on, one more rep. Come on. Bringing back memories. All right, we got to go. Derek Thomas, Cullen Madden, Brian Gebhard.
Gentlemen, make sure
Matt Lear, Adam Gillespie, thank you all.
You do the rest of this signing day, whatever the hell we're calling it, justice.
I mean, I'm on it. Like, my thumb is getting tired already.
Give me one more signing before we sign off.
I don't think anything else has come in the last moments. You're putting a lot of pressure on me. No, there's nothing. Again, the Bears the Eagles are making a big push for Saquon now. That's the latest. Looks like it's getting close.
And we'll keep you up to date. When I say we, I mean Chuck and Chernoff, all afternoon long. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We're back tomorrow at 11. Domino, Cellini, The Fan, 680. 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.